mandatory evacuations. Only Sobrady, Fox News. They continue in at least 10 Florida counties as Hurricane Ian takes aim.
Manatee County Administrator Scott Hopes says tropical storm strength winds are expected after nightfall, so he urges residents in Bradenton and surrounding areas to not wait to evacuate.
Because we will shut down the roads when the winds are too high to safely navigate through the county.
Hopes adds this will not be a fast-moving storm.
You want to be in a safe location to ride it out.
Projections, according to Hopes, show Ian making landfall Wednesday as a Category 3 storm with winds of at least 120 miles an hour and gusts stronger than that.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the storm surge, a big concern in many parts of Florida now. And just getting word of a two-day closure at Disney. The House panel probing the Capitol riot has just postponed a hearing set for tomorrow because of the hurricane. They say they'll reschedule soon. With time running out for Congress to avoid a government shutdown, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell just urging fellow Republicans to vote against a short-term spending bill because of what he calls a poison pill, a permitting reform proposal promised to West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin in exchange for his support of the Inflation Reduction Act.
It was written to drain the political will for actual reform without creating any meaningful change that liberal special interests might actually dislike.
Some progressive Democrats have criticized the plan, and 60 votes are needed, which means bipartisan support to advance in the Senate.
The shutdowns are incredibly disruptive and costly. There's still time for Congress to pass a short-term funding bill by this Friday's deadline.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says they're confident Congress will pass a bill. The Dow down 123 at the close. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
University staffers in Idaho are being warned not to refer students to abortion providers.
This warning stemming from the No Public Funds for Abortion Act, a law passed by Idaho's Republican-led legislature last year. Boise State University, Idaho State University, and the University of Idaho told faculty in a newsletter earlier this month they could face felony charges for directing students to abortion providers. It's the latest restriction in a state with some of the country's strictest abortion laws. The University of Idaho going a step further, barring the advertising of abortion services and birth control like the Plan B pill, citing a law written in 1867, 23 years before Idaho became a state. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The South Carolina State House just rejecting a bill that would have made the state's six-week abortion ban even more restrictive. Many opponents of that bill want a blanket ban and considered the proposal watered down. It would have reduced the amount of time rape or incest victims had for an abortion from 20 weeks to 12 weeks. Several golfers from the LIV Invitational Series have removed their names from a federal antitrust lawsuit against the PGA Tour now that they have legal support from their employer.
A voluntary dismissal was filed Tuesday on behalf of Phil Mickelson, Ian Poulter, Taylor Gooch, and Hudson Swafford, no longer plaintiffs in the case that claims the PGA Tour illegally suspended golfers for joining the Saudi-funded lucrative tour. August 27th, LIV Golf joined the suit. Just over 2 weeks later, Phil Mickelson said now that LIV is involved, it's not necessary to be part of it. A LIV Golf spokesman said, LIV stands with the players whom the PGA Tour has treated so poorly, but we also recognize that to be successful, we no longer need a wide array of players to be on the suit.
Fox's Jared Max. Recapping stocks, the Dow drops another 123 points, finishing deeper into bear market territory. That's more than 20% from recent highs. Elise Brady, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.